Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. And Jordan, let's start off here by comparing the metals, the precious metals, and the underlying miners. We have gold and silver up pretty nicely today, and that was even after yesterday when we saw a sell-off to start the day and at least a little bit of a comeback in terms of price taking back. It was about half of what they had lost in the early stages of the markets, but then also the metal stocks. So we have gold and silver outperforming their underlying stocks. As gold and silver are up over 8%, we have GDX, GDXJ that are up, but only about 0.75%, and SIL, the global silver miners, that's only up about 0.25%. What are your thoughts on comparing right now the setup in metals to the setup in the underlying stocks?
Well, Corey, even a week ago or so, I think we started to see some issues in the miners. Last week, we saw multiple gaps. And, you know, when you have a strong market move, you can get a series of gaps. And usually the gaps at the beginning of the move, early on, you can have what's called a breakaway gap. And that's a gap that's not filled. And so that's very bullish when you get a gap like that. And I don't have the charts in front of me, but I know we probably had one or two of those in the miners. But the gaps last week really looked like exhaustion gaps. And those gaps come at the end of a move. And the reason that they were exhaustion gaps is we already had a very strong move in the miners. And we had these gaps last week with the miners holding the gains. Like if you look at the weekly chart last week, there's a huge gap on Monday. And even though last week was a great week, the miners still closed clearly below the highs of the week. So they were struggling to hold on to all of the gains. And we weren't seeing that kind of weakness in the metals. And there was a day, I think I want to say Monday this week, when it was either Monday or Friday, when the miners were, or the metals prices were up, but the miners were down. There was a stark divergence. And we could be seeing that again today. I know the miners are up a little bit, but we still have a couple hours of trading left. And I wouldn't be surprised if the miners, the gains that they have now, just go away. Because we're seeing metals stronger than the miners right now, and that's not encouraging from a bullish perspective. I have been, at least since the end of last week, I have been warning people that we are going to get a correction. You know, I've been thinking that we could see 1550 gold before we get a correction, but it looks like the correction in the miners has already started. I mean, it's still possible the metals could rise a little bit more, and silver in that scenario could peak after gold. But I'm surprised the metals are up today after yesterday. I mean, yesterday was a pretty bearish day when you get that kind of a candle. But anyway, long story short, the metals are performing better than the miners, and so that's not a good sign.
Well, let's talk about this move even today that is a little bit surprising after that bearish candle, but I think it speaks a lot to the mentality around the gold sector now, much like the mentality around the, let's call them the U.S. equity markets just a few years ago. It really seems like a buy the dip mentality, not totally in the sense that we saw for U.S. markets where it didn't matter what happened, where the markets opened, but they had money coming into them and making new highs every day. The metals aren't quite there yet, but it has been a pretty stark change to what we saw over the last, let's say, 7 years before we started to get this breakout. Any thoughts on just that overall environment for the metals that we're seeing day over day?
Well, I think the strength of gold against foreign currencies, people really need to keep that in mind, because we were talking about it last week and we were just calculating it, you know, before we started recording, and that looks like it's at another all-time high today, or at least very close to it. It's certainly above where it closed last week, and that just shows you the kind of relative strength that gold has. And when a market is very strong in relative terms, and it's not just one thing driving it, it's really tough to have a sustained correction, although I do think we will get that at some point. But you know, you see the dollar is up today, it was up yesterday, it looks like it's put in a short-term bottom, and that chart looks short-term bullish. But even with that, gold is still well above 1500 and having a strong day today, despite that, and despite a real bearish candle yesterday, we'll see how it holds. But I would just point to the strength of gold against foreign currencies. I mean, it's trading at all-time highs, and from a gold dollar perspective, you know, that would be as if gold was trading at, you know, 1950 and close to 2000. So we're really seeing an extreme amount of strength in gold against all these foreign currencies except the dollar. And, you know, I know we might get to it a bit later, but I mean, gold against the stock market, you know, we are seeing weakness in the stock market. That's probably helping gold. And so from a relative standpoint, gold is just really strong. And, you know, it's going to take a lot to knock it back down.
Now let's talk about gold to the U.S. equity market, because that, I think, is a good reason why gold is even up today, because we are seeing a pretty drastic sell-off in U.S. equities. The S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ are all down over 2%, and actually over 2.25%. NASDAQ down 2.5%. It's a pretty significant sell-off with volatility spiking for U.S. equities. What about this relationship? We have seen gold outperforming the U.S. equity markets really since early this year, and it really bottomed kind of at the tail end of last year, the tail end of summer last year. What are your thoughts on just how important this is for gold to continue to outperform?
Well, it's really important, because if and when gold can surpass that resistance and that ratio, which is basically at 0.54 to 0.55. We calculated it today at 0.533 as we're speaking. And if and when gold can take out that resistance and then confirm it, you're really in a full-blown bull market for gold. That's undeniable. I mean, we're talking about relative strength. This is really the last thing that gold needs to outperform. And I've been waiting for this for years and years. We've been talking about it for years. And I'm not sure if it's going to happen on this move, Corey. I wouldn't get too bearish on U.S. equities yet, because we have seen, you know, bond yields are really stretched to the downside, especially long-term yields. The market is really aggressively, I think the last I checked a week or so ago, was looking for, I want to say, 4 cuts in the next 12 months. And obviously the stock market's been correcting. But, you know, what we're seeing in miners, Corey, that is an early tell that, you know, this huge move in precious metals is probably coming to an end, is going to start a correction. So I would not be surprised at some point if we see a rebound in the stock market that it is sustained, and that could probably coincide with a correction in precious metals. So even though, you know, gold is holding up really well, that's great. But, you know, I would still point to what we said earlier, which is, you know, the miners, they tend to lead the metals, and they're lagging. You know, they may have already peaked here, and they're lagging the metals now. Is not, you know, that comes at the end of a sector move. You don't see that at the beginning or the middle of a big move higher in the sector. So even though gold against the stock market is extremely close to that important resistance, I'm not expecting it's going to break out on this attempt.
All right. Well, you're not alone in thinking that the metals are going to pull back here. And quite frankly, they're just in overbought territory. Even something that Dave Erfley brought up yesterday is just how overbought, especially on a monthly chart, the gold stocks are, with GDX reaching really the highest levels that we've seen since, I believe it was back in like 2007, 2008. But how does a correction play out in your eyes? Is it a fast, quick correction back down to some local or very close support? Or does this correction get dragged out for a while longer, say a couple months, make the sector a little bit more boring?
That's a great question, and I wish I knew the answer, but you know, my crystal ball right now is a little bit broken. But I would, if I had to guess, I would say it's going to be more of the variety where it's something that's sustained and it lasts a couple months. I mean, it's possible you could get a sharp decline, you know, and then you kind of get sideways movement that's not that bad, but that could still last several months. So I'm you go back and you look at how precious metals historically have traded after really strong moves when they have a correction or a consolidation. It's something that it tends to last at least a couple months. They tend to correct hard initially, and then they consolidate for a while. So I don't think this is going to be something that lasts a week or two, and then precious metals are on their way again to higher highs. I don't see that happening. I think it's something that's probably going to last for at least a couple months. And, we'll see. I know we've been in such a strong market since May that it may come as a shock to some, but don't be surprised if we see a correction take hold and miners and metals, correct and consolidate for a couple months. That's very possible, and I'd be leaning to that scenario. And, in that kind of scenario, you have to really hone in on the fundamentals of your stocks and really, make sure people have reason to buy those stocks, even as metals prices correct and consolidate, because if there's really no reason to buy those stocks, they can get hit harder than average in that type of correction.
All right, Jordan, good comments as always. And I know some of the people say, you look too much at the charts and look at all the news that's driving these markets, but still think long-term trends are important. And you know what? We're not saying that a correction is bad for the sector. A correction, very natural, very normal for the sector that has consolidated a lot of the recent gains that it's had. But right now it is very overbought, and there is a good reason for a correction, and that correction is very healthy. And as long as it hold some of the near-term support when it would come down, then that can just add fuel for another leg higher. But right now, having a nice day for the metals. The stocks, though, they are lagging, which is telling us, I think, quite a bit. Jordan, great chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time. Everybody, click that link below and go visit Jordan's website and follow along with his commentary as a subscriber. And he also shares a lot of free commentary on his website. Jordan, thanks for your time today.